So what I have been doing from January to May, I did so that y'all wouldn't have to, which is to be involved down at the legislature and make sure that hopefully our interests were at least somewhat protected during everything that can happen in a legislative session. And so the result of that is what I'm going to talk about today. And the paper, first, a few things about the paper. The paper is written by Bill Pargaman, also a former chair of the state and of the real estate probate and trust law section of the state bar, and also the former chair of the estate and trust legislative affairs committee. And so big thanks to him for doing that. He's done it for the last several years, and this covers everything that happened during the legislative session. So for the last three sessions, I have been the Estate and Trust Legislative Affairs Committee for REPTL, and so I have been down there to shepherd all of the various bills that we may either want to file as REPTL or ones that may affect our practice areas. But it's not a one-person job. The original bills that we end up preparing were done with the help of several chairs for all the substantive areas, and I want to make sure that we give nice shout-outs to them. Those include Laura Davis, who is in charge of advanced directives, Melissa Wilms, in charge of decedent's estates, Shyla Buckner, in charge of trusts, and Catherine Goodman, in charge of guardianships. So let's talk about some of the things that we did and some of the things you need to know about. This is a long paper. The paper is going to cover lots of topics that I'll talk about and many that I won't talk about. The paper also, though, will cover things that never pass for whatever reason, and it has a useful tool, at least I think it's a great tool, that it has the actual legislative sections, or has the code sections, and it shows the additions and deletions to each particular code section. So if you ever want to see, well, how does what he's talking about actually show up in the code, then that's one of the appendices to the paper. This paper is pretty well up to date. There have actually been a few kind of really small tweakings since it was sent over for publication. You can always see the most current version of this paper at Bill Pargaman's website, and so the link there is in your paper. So every session, the Real Estate Probate Trust Law section tries to come up with ways to tweak, improve, fix, whatever it may be, the four basic areas that involve our practices: decedent's estates, guardianships, trusts, and advanced directives. So those are kind of the big four. And sometimes we'll have additional ones like the Digital Assets Act from a prior session. And this year we actually did have one additional one called a substantive code update, which is misleading because it didn't really change the law at all. But what it was, it's called that to distinguish itself from the certain non-substantive code updates that had already occurred and that were done by the Legislative Council in the past. So as you know, when the probate code was replaced and codified with the estates code, there were lots of references to the probate code in other areas of Texas law. And so what happened first is that the Legislative Council tried to replace the no-brainers that were inside the other law areas so that you could see that old section X really means new section Y. But there were some that they wanted at least some REPTL help on to make sure that they weren't doing something that they were a little more complicated. Not really too complicated, but complicated enough that they didn't want to touch it. And so one of our big bills this session was there to remove once and for all final references to the Texas probate code. So that it should be that now, in all of our various codes, it should only refer to the Texas Estates Code. If you find one that says Texas Probate Code, I will make sure that you get a prize. Hang on here. So you'll see there that we had these big bills, decedent's estates, guardianships, trust, medical power of attorney. However, unfortunately, we did not pass our guardianship bill or our medical power of attorney. The guardianship bill I have the dubious honor of being the first REPTL chair, ETLAC chair, who had a REPTL bill vetoed by the governor. But it wasn't my fault, so at least there's that, and we'll talk about that. So actually what the guardianship bill did, one of the things about the legislative process is that by the time these bills get filed, they're no longer our bills, they're the legislators' bills. And so sometimes the legislator wants to add things on. Usually they will talk with us about it and we'll say, yeah, sure, we don't mind having that added onto our bill. We're usually pretty successful in blocking ugly stuff from being added onto our bills the last second. But and this year we added some provisions at the request of other of the same legislators who were already carrying bills for us. And the one thing that apparently the governor didn't like was the language that would have allowed for counties to create their own offices of public guardians. So even though it didn't wouldn't cost the state any additional money, it was more of a, we don't need any more complications or more bureaucracy in the court. So the governor felt that the whole, that, well, that was enough to veto the whole bill. So bye-bye guardianship bill. We may talk about some of the things that it did, but I probably won't. But all what it tried to do and what we're going to be back doing next session is in the paper on the area that didn't pass. We also had a couple of small bills that we filed this session that were similar to ones that had been done the prior session. One would dealt with anatomical gifts. It was a real easy bill, which had just said that instead of requiring two witnesses and a notary, now there's a choice between two witnesses or a notary to make it more consistent with other ancillary documents. But that bill also was knocked out because there was some sort of fear that things would be attached to it at the end. So it's actually the same reason it didn't move forward last session. So we'll try to do that again next session. But we did get our disposition of remains bill passed this session. And what it does is, it once and for all, it makes it clear that no matter how your marriage may have been split up before by divorce, dissolution, annulment, whatever it might be, the ex is not going to be able to control what happens to your body at death.